Welcome to LanguaTalk News. Our first story comes from Germany, where the government has accused Russia of leaking a private recording. This involves German military officials discussing support for Ukraine amid Russia's invasion. The recording, published by Russian media, captures discussions about providing weapons for Ukraine and a potential strike by Ukraine on a bridge in Crimea. The German government has confirmed the recording is real. It describes the leak as part of Russia's information war. They also talked about the possibility of delivering Taurus cruise missiles to Ukraine. However, this is a move that Germany's Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, has publicly rejected. This leak could potentially strain ties with allies. It brings to light Germany's hesitation to get deeply involved in the conflict. The British government stated that the leak is Germany's issue to investigate. Britain will continue to work with Germany to support Ukraine. Moving to Albania, a country without its own fighter jets, a Soviet-era airbase has been reopened to serve NATO aircraft. Prime Minister Edi Rama attributes this to increased threats from Russia. NATO has spent over 50 million euros on the Kukova airbase to strengthen its presence in the region. Albania's airspace, which shares borders with Greece and Montenegro, is protected by Italy and Greece. Two fighter jets from NATO's Aviano airbase in Italy landed in Kukova to celebrate the reopening. The base is in Kukova, a town once known as Stalin City, when it was ready for orders to fight a war with the West. Now, Albania is part of NATO and is also discussing building a naval base on the Adriatic coast. In the United States, a series of tornadoes has caused destruction in the state of Kentucky. Over 70 people are believed to have lost their lives, and the search for survivors continues. The tornadoes damaged or destroyed entire towns. Kentucky's governor, Andy Beshear, called it one of the toughest nights in the state's history. President Joe Biden has declared a state of emergency in Kentucky. He is promising federal aid to help the state recover. The tornadoes also caused damage in other states, including Arkansas, Illinois, Missouri, and Tennessee. This event serves as a reminder of the power of nature and the importance of being prepared for extreme weather. In recent news, the Philippines has blamed China's Coast Guard for causing a ship collision during a resupply mission for Filipino troops in the South China Sea. Jay Tariella, a spokesperson for the Philippine Coast Guard, stated that their ship suffered minor damage. This was due to the reckless and illegal actions of the Chinese vessel. The incident is part of an ongoing territorial dispute between the two countries. This is despite a 2016 ruling stating that China's claims to the area are legally baseless. However, the Chinese Coast Guard insists that the Philippine vessels were intruding on their territory. Tensions remain high as the Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. vows to protect his country's sovereignty and maritime rights against what he describes as Beijing's aggression. Over in Ghana, a bill against lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, and queer LGBTQ. People passed by the parliament last week has not yet reached President Nana Akufo-Addo. The president stated that Ghana will not go back on its human rights record. He mentioned that the bill is being challenged in the Supreme Court. This bill could cause Ghana to lose nearly $4 billion in World Bank financing over the next 5 to 6 years. It could also affect a $3 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund, IMF. The bill's approval comes as Ghana attempts to recover from a severe economic crisis with the help of an IMF loan and World Bank financing. The United States has expressed concern over the proposed law and has called for a review of its constitutionality. The Ghanaian Finance Ministry warns that the loss of World Bank financing could negatively affect the country's foreign exchange reserves and exchange rate stability. Our final story today is from China. Premier Li Qiang has announced a target of around 5% economic growth for this year. He also promised to transform the country's development model and address issues in the property sector and municipal debt. China is facing economic difficulties following a slow recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Challenges include weak household consumption and falling returns on investment. However, some experts believe the country's economic targets are as expected and not ambitious enough. Premier Li has responded to these concerns, stating that transforming the growth model and improving performance are key priorities. However, he also emphasized the importance of stability. China also plans to increase defense spending and continue investing in tech innovation and advanced manufacturing. Thanks for listening to LanguaTalk News.